Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I just got a lot of run yesterday on the interwebs. Popped up several times on my feed. It was a video following the Texans' 19-13 win over the Bears on Sunday night of C.J. Stroud and Caleb Williams. I don't know if C.J. might have been mic'd up for this game. It's a pretty clear audio feed that you're about to hear of their interactions with each other. Take a listen to it. And then see if you can guess by listening to it what might have been something the internet is reacting to. Not the easiest thing to discern, but I want you guys to try to guess in your cars while you're listening first, and then we'll reveal what the answer is and we'll replay the audio.
Good job out there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
hey,
keep going.
Stop taking those hits.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Hey,
yeah. Learn from those mistakes, and everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're going to be a hell of a player in this league.
Yep.
All right, boy.
Appreciate it.
For sure.
All right, so they dapped up. It didn't leave, you know, nothing contentious or anything like that. Seth, we've already hashed this out on the air, so you know the answer to the question, but do you think by listening to that audio, people might be able to pick up what people, particularly kind of Texans folks, are a little irked at Caleb Williams about today?
Yes, it was the way he kind of was like pulling himself away from CJ, and CJ had to
say,
pull
come
him
here.
Back to,
you can hear him say,
yeah,
come
and
here.
He did. And Caleb did look a little bit like, I really don't feel like it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let me listen to you. This is where all the narrative leading up to it really, really matters, because people have wondered about Caleb Williams' vibe and the way he operates and everything else like that. People are reading that as like, okay, this kid just doesn't even want to take advice from a guy who's been doing it far better than him.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with it because, I mean, if I put myself in that same situation, or think about guys like Tom Brady, who was notorious for just leaving the field completely, but obviously after he had already established himself as a player, but without shaking hands with anybody, I could totally see, I don't think I would act like Caleb Williams did there, but that's how I might be feeling inside. But because I'm hyper aware of the fact that the cameras are there and everything, I wouldn't do that. But I can't criticize Caleb Williams for being upset and not wanting to talk to somebody immediately after a game in which you were sacked 7 times and you threw really 3 interceptions, only 2 of which counted. But it was a bad game, and he just wanted to get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah, the lens that it was getting portrayed through on my timeline was through largely a Texans lens, because that's, you know, that I'm.
Yeah.
Twitter can tell pretty easily that I'm come from a Texan side of thing, both geographically and by what I tend to click on. So I was getting the view from people who were like, oh, look at Caleb, you know, snot-nosed kid walking away. He's like a month younger than CJ. Walking away. I do put myself in the shoes of a Bears fan, and I'm kind of like, you know what? If he's walking away because he's pissed that he just lost a football game, I think I'd rather him that than sit there and just chit-chat with C.J. Stroud in the middle of the field. If I were a Bears fan.
One of our listeners has pointed this out a couple of times that, and I didn't realize this during the game, and who knows, you know, because you only see certain shots of players on the sideline during the game, but at least on the TV copy, you didn't see Caleb Williams really pouring over the iPad at any point. Whereas usually you see sideline shots of CJ when it's not him kind of celebrating. He's either talking to one of the receivers, doing a lot of hand motioning or whatever, or he's got his head down in the iPad, and he looks up because the defense just made a play or something. And for whatever reason, maybe it was just happenstance, but you didn't really see that with Caleb Williams. This is where I think if you're a Bears fan, it really starts to rub you the wrong way. It's not the painted fingernails or anything like that. It's that you watch Hard Knocks, and Caleb Williams has almost a cultivated appearance of nonchalance about things that I never get nervous. No, I haven't been nervous since my first start in college. Like this kind of stuff where you wonder like, hey, dude, you know what? We're past the days when it's cool not to care, okay? That's a Gen X thing. Mm-hmm. The apathy, that's not what plays these days. What plays is being hyper-obsessed and focused on improving yourself, and which CJ does. CJ is a football nerd, and you don't get the sense that Caleb is a football nerd the way that CJ is. Those two personality types, and those guys are good friends, but I think if I were a Bears fan, that would really bother me.
There had been evidence of Caleb Williams. I know he won a Heisman and everything, but that was 2 years ago. There was plenty of evidence of Caleb Williams when he was playing against teams that put pressure on him, that he got nervous. Yeah. And I say that because Notre Dame was one of them. That's my school. I watched that game. Caleb Williams threw three interceptions in that game and was running for his life. They got blown out by Notre Dame. It was funny, Seth. We were asking, Clint and I had Danielle Hunter on the postgame show on Sunday after the game. Frightening individual. He is a very, very large man, but a sweetheart of a man. He was great. He was really good. But we asked him about, you know, there's very little film of Caleb in the NFL out there. There's even very little preseason film because they treated him like he's a 10-year vet in the preseason. I don't know what these teams are doing. Carolina did the same thing with Bryce Young. How'd that work out? But he said that they watched some of Caleb Williams' college film to get ready for this, just to look. And I wonder if the Notre Dame game had to be one of the ones they watched because he was turning the ball over left and right in that game.
Yeah, and I think especially with guys that are they have the ability to scramble, you know, you want to kind of see what their tendencies are.
Yes.
You know, in college, they always wanted to try to force him to scramble to his left. He's not as good at throwing against the grain and across his body as CJ is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the fact that, as one of our listeners pointed out, we've got some actually really good observations from listeners here on Caleb Williams. Caleb's always been one of the best athletes and players on the field. I think he's having a little mental adjustment, finding out what the NFL is all about. There is 100% something to that where I think sometimes you think, oh, well, yeah, his O-line at USC wasn't that good, and he had to deal with that last year. That's still a bad offensive line in college is still not the same as facing an NFL pass rush behind even a good offensive line.
Right.
You see the throws that CJ is able to make now, where I look at CJ as a veteran quarterback now in his second year in the league. It's what is a good pocket in the NFL is a horrible pocket in college football. It's so much tighter. There's always clutter. There's one guy coming free. It's very rare that you get 5 seconds to stand back there and throw the ball. And I think Caleb Williams has had a little bit of a shock to his system about what it looks like, especially when people start bringing the hounds. And I think early in that game, he did a good job of showing that, all right, you know what? He can take the easy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He can make precision throws. If the defense is going to play a little bit soft and concede the underneath stuff, he could have hurt the Texans if the Texans hadn't cranked up the heat on the blitzes in that game. But that's that next step is, all right, you got to understand exactly how tight these windows are and how quickly everything closes up. And it's cool that you can run around for a while, but you're still taking sacks because you can't outrun these guys the way you could college kids.
The two teams the Texans have played so far this season, the Colts and the Bears, they play each other on Sunday. So that's kind of an interesting wrinkle to the schedule. The two teams the Texans have played, the two quarterbacks they've played, play each other on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
You're amped up about something. What is it?
I just think Caleb's going to have a better game versus that Colts defense.
Yeah.
But I think that Bears defense is going to destroy Anthony Richardson.
Right, it's super intriguing, right? Yeah.
Sean, that Bears defense is going to destroy Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson hasn't broken the 50% completion mark yet this year. And, I think it's going to be a rough. Going to be bad,
okay.
It's going to be really bad for Anthony Richardson.
Games in Indy, does that equalize things at all for you?
No, those fat, pasty bastards can't affect the football game. Listen, this is one of the greatest lies ever told to the American sporting public, that the Indy crowd had a damn thing to do with Peyton Manning being as good as he was. He bolstered their confidence for over a decade, convincing them that they were just, ooh, they're so smart. They know how to be quiet, and they know how to cheer, all of that. Like, nah, that was all Peyton Manning. My God. They didn't do a damn thing for Andrew Luck. Only thing they ever did for Andrew Luck was confirm his suspicions that he should retire and stop playing in that cesspool of a state.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's a fair point.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to, now that you're indoctrinated into the dark arts of the wager, would you like to guess the line on this game between the Colts and the Bears? It's okay. Bears at Colts. So it's a noon
Bears
kick.
At Colts.
Noon kick in Indy. Yes.
I'm guessing the Bears are favored by 2.5 and the over under is, I want to say 39. I think the over under is probably 42.
Okay, what did we say he gets a ding for, Ben, within 1.5, right? Right? So you say Bears minus 2.5. Yeah. Colts are a 1-point favorite in this game.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm making my wager on BetUS very quickly.
Yep. Yep. Yes. Yeah, yeah. So that's, I agree with you. I think Anthony Richardson's really going to struggle against that defense. I'm a little surprised the Colts are favored in this game. I think the Bears are the better football team. So
I wonder what they're basing that on. The Colts rushing attack?
Well, Caleb has not looked good either. You know,
that's right.
Quarterbacks
okay,
are always the quarterback. And Richardson at least has some highlight plays that drive some public opinion on stuff like this.
I wonder if this is public opinion influence, but also the Bears haven't run the ball well, and yet, man, the Colts' run defense looks atrocious.
Dude.
I feel the Texans couldn't run versus the Bears, but they ran all over. They ran all over that Colts defense, and then the Colts defense was even worse against the run last week. So,
DeAndre Swift. Get on all the DeAndre Swift props, right? Over this many yards, over this many, touches, whatever the case may be with DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, and I don't think the Colts have the ability to play man and blitz the hell out of the Bears the way that the Texans were able to do. So, I like the Bears in that game. Mostly, I like Anthony Richardson throwing 40% of his passes. I hope, Sean, he has an incredible throw in that game, too.
Yes.
I hope so people can see exactly what we've seen out of Anthony Richardson is that, he'll throw something you've never seen before, but that's it. This is a He is a bolt action rifle, Sean. He'll make an incredible shot, but he's a bolt action rifle with no magazine. He's got to reload, and it's a mess. It's a mess.
Yep. Yeah. Text message. I called it before the draft. Caleb Williams will be a bust. Cocky and uncoachable. That's two games in. I wouldn't take the victory lap quite yet that he's a bust. It's not been a great first two games, but he's very, very talented.
Somebody's pointing out that the home team gets points. Yeah, I get that.
I saw.
Please, sir, do not insult me.
Yeah.
Please do not insult me on the way the line is adjusted, right, on the very simplest levels. Tell me about the intricacies of gambling. Now I'm insulted.
We also see the many texts from you folks who pointed out that perhaps Caleb Williams was quick to run away from C.J. Stroud because he had an appointment to cry on his mother's bosom. We got those early in the show, and we got them in this segment as well. Yes, he did.
Caleb has a really cocky attitude. He was dismissive towards CJ. Let's be real. He's a millionaire. Get your feelings out of that loss, man. That's why I said, I prefaced it by saying there's a whole narrative behind this and that it could be that Caleb Williams is all that. I'm just saying in that moment, that's not the moment I would choose to say, oh, yeah, you see, this guy's a bum. I could see some of the best people on earth reacting in that same way. So I don't think that he added to the bag of things that show what Caleb Williams is or isn't, but I like that one specific moment, I have a hard time judging him too harshly.
I agree with that. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So Bryce Young benched, Tua to IR. Could there be a love connection? We will have that for you coming up next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.